every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, I thought we'd never get back to this. It's time for On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. I'm Michael Horn, but I'll tell you, the stars of our show, we've got the fearless quarterback, the guy who led the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 14 in 1979 with that cannon arm of his, talking about number 15, Vince Ferragamo. Welcome, Vince. How you doing?
Great, Michael. Thank you. I had a big week this last week, so excited for all the blessings that we had.
You had a huge week.
Wow, twins. Well,
hold on a second. Hold on. Alongside him, we got the Hall of Famer himself, seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time MSC, NFC Champion, Lineman of the Year, known as the Energizer Bunny everywhere he not only went but where he goes now, number 78, Jackie Slater. How you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. I'm feeling good, ready to go for another great On Point Live. Going to have Jerry Haynes joining us from Harmony Cheese, going to find out what's going on. But Vince, Yes. There's some additions to your family now, is that correct?
Yes, and my youngest daughter, Jenna, who lives up in Brookings, Oregon, just had twins. Vince and Stella, named after my mom and dad, obviously, and they were... Stella was the firstborn, so she kicked Vince out of the way, right?
Right.
8 pounds, 5 ounces, and Vinny was little... 7 pounds, 13 ounces, Jackie. Healthy baby, so I was blessed.
That's over six. That's almost like having one 16-pound baby.
All natural childbirth, Jackie.
Oh, so my goodness. That,
and you know Jenna, my youngest daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
She's as tough as they come. So, boy, I'll tell you what. And now she has four children, three boys.
Three boys.
I was the youngest of a family of four, and three boys in my family. I was youngest, and one daughter, and they have one girl. Three boys.
So is the girl the youngest of the family?
No. The girl was born right before and Vince was. So he's the youngest. And so we'll see what happens.
How about that, huh? You
know, we not only have a radio show here, but we have our On Point Live video podcast and with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Jackie, you, of course, are sporting something new. What's with that jacket? Can you tell us about that a little bit?
I was feeling pretty good by myself after this past week. We were in Canton, my wife and I, for the Hall of Fame ceremonies, and got to see Jared Allen and Eric Allen and Sterling Sharp and Antonio Gates go into the Hall of Fame. It was just a fun week, and you always enjoy seeing guys that you looked up to that are in the Hall of Fame. So
it's the first time I've ever seen that Hall of Fame tie, Jack. It looks
great.
Right?
Boy, well, thank you very much.
You're looking good.
Who put the number 78 on there? It looks very good. I love it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking some cheese and a whole lot more. Email these guys, onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. You're with On Point Live. Stay with us. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar. Or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Welcome back to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. Don't forget our website, onpointlive.net, and our great sponsors, including the one and only HarmonyCheese.com. Now, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, to prove that we have a great sponsor, we brought him along with us here today. We got this guy is one of the all-time greats, not only a cheese expert. By the way, they call him not the chief executive officer, the cheese executive officer, the founder, the CEO of Harmony yes. Cheese, Jerry Haynes. Jerry Haynes, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thank you, and I'm going to keep that name now. So that's our new name. So
yeah, keep it on
cheese
that.
Operating
cheese executive.
Officer. That's me.
But I believe that he's. Officer. I believe Michael. He's called the big cheese at Harmony Cheese. He's the big cheese. All right. But Jerry, what's the weather like back in Green Bay right now? The Packers are doing pretty good in preseason. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, the weather here, believe it or not, we had some enormous hot weather the last few weeks. It just chilled down to 70 degrees. And it's been raining the last 2 days. We've had a lot of rain. It's been a weird summer, very hot weather, a lot of rain. Packers are looking so. I don't know, the first game, they didn't look so hot, but they came back last week and they looked a lot better. And our quarterback got hurt. Oh, he's on injured reserve right now for the first game of the year. He broke his thumb on his left hand. Not his throwing hand.
Well, that's a good thing. It's not his throwing hand, right. Jerry, because he can come back for that. Just cast it up a little bit. That you're talking about Jordan Love?
Jordan Love, yes.
Whoa, yep. Man. Well, he'll be all right. He'll come back.
He's a good quarterback. Yeah, he's a good young quarterback,
yeah,
too.
They have high hopes in him this year.
I was surprised they didn't call you up, Vince, to come in feeling for
Hey, listen, don't let Vince fool you. He's got hip issues, shoulder issues, and even back issues. So we better leave him where he is
now. Like Matthew Stafford, you know. At least I don't need an epidural, though, Jackie. I'll be all right. I can get around.
Listen, Jerry, I wanted to ask you, and it's a little bit on a serious note. Harmony Cheese is, you know, from what all I'm gathering, it's rooted in Wisconsin pride, you know. What right. makes Wisconsin cheese so special compared to a lot of the other regions that are producing cheese?
That is a great question, and I'm going to give you the best answer I can. And the reason is because our land and our farms, we produce some of the best milk. And it all depends on region. That's why cheese is different throughout the country, because they get fed different. But a lot of our cows are grass-fed, plenty of feed. It's kind of that something that started years ago, and and like anything like cheese, and I compare it with wine, Vince, no offense, that good products going in, good products going out. That's the main thing for it, the Wisconsin. Having the milk to start out in great, fresh milk, raised milk from Wisconsin cows is what makes this cheese the best it is.
It starts with the basics, doesn't it, Jerry? And yeah, Vince called you the big cheese at Harmony Cheese. What inspired you to take this company and just roll with it and get all the natural, wonderful products, the milk and everything together to make all sorts of different cheeses?
It was, you know what sold me on it was I tried their cheese and I fell in love with their cheese like Jackie did. I'm like, I got to... remember that commercial years ago? I love the company so much, had to buy it. And that was my kind of thing. And I know cheese and I love a lot of trying a lot of different style cheeses. And some of their cheeses was so phenomenal. I'm like, I got to get this. We got to get this out to the public. And that's why I purchased it. It was all because of what they were currently doing. And we, of course, raised it since then, trying to bring it in different types of cheese. But, I mean, it's been amazing.
You know, I got to ask you, I don't think there's any secret about the fact that I've told everyone that I love the Abergele.
Really?
I mean, it's just absolutely.
Everybody know that here?
I mean.
Abergele, is that Jackie's favorite?
Well, if we get any blocks of Abergele, everybody just put that aside. That's for Jackie right there.
Settle down, everybody.
But you know, I had another cheese of yours, Jerry.
Yeah.
That really? I just finished eating with some churros from Jack in the Box.
Wait, with what?
Churros.
Churros.
Pumpkin flavored churros.
Vince wants to take every piece of cheese that he eats and shred it and put it over some pasta or some over lasagna.
Yes.
I'm not like that. I'm going to put my cheese on some crackers, get me some vanilla wafers. I'm going to enjoy my cheese in the simplicity of itself. Right. Now, but this is what I want to know, man. I had some six pepper cheddar. And it might be the best cheese I've ever eaten in my life. It was, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, tell me about that. Where did the idea come from to come up with a cheese like that?
Well, that's funny. Actually, that actually came from a few people from Bree and our cheesemaker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone's got pepper jack, but they wanted to spice it up a little bit with different peppers. And how do we get there different? And it was just a matter of upping the peppers, which you can taste. It's not overwhelming, but.
No, it's not. It's not overwhelming.
It's just a perfect blend. And that's what basically goes with our cheesemaker, knowing what he does. Like, okay, well, this is about the right amount. That turned out. That was something we tried, and it just turned out so amazing. And you're right, Jackie, that cheese is so amazing.
It is.
It turned out so well. And
hold on.
You know the beauty about pepper jack? You can put on anything.
Yes, I was just going to say that, though,
okay, Vince,
Jerry, because...
Vince,
yes,
I have to ask this because...
Go ahead.
This six pepper cheddar, I think they stole it from you. Wasn't that the play you always used to call when it was fourth and long in the fourth quarter, the six pepper cheddar? I recall, that was it, wasn't it?
That's it. Run as fast as you can, as far as you can. I'll throw it as far as I can, and we'll get a score a touchdown. Exactly. But, Jerry, the idea of the six pepper cheddar, Jackie, is pairing is a key to anything that you eat. And I agree with you, Jerry, 100%, because you can apply this to so many different types of foods. I think of mac and cheese. There would be a spice, a little hot spice to it. How about tacos and nachos or something like that, Jackie?
Yeah,
put that cheese
that
on top. And, you know, melting it, a great grilled cheese pepper cheddar would
absolutely
be awesome.
On some toasted wheat bread,
But it's six pepper cheddar. So there must be six different peppers, flavors that are in this cheese, right, Jerry?
That is correct. Yes, there are six different peppers that got put together to come up with this cheese. And you can also put on burgers, too. Remember that, guys.
Oh,
burgers,
I forgot
pizza,
about that.
You know, eating
cheeseburger.
On cheeseburgers, this would be great. You know, it's the Midwest, for God's sakes. My uncle, my cousins living in the Midwest. My family's from there. They're farming in Wisconsin. So, Jerry, tell the rest of the country, there's really an authenticity when you are there in Wisconsin, going with the natural products, probably the best peppers you can find, and that makes Harmony Cheese a success. Where do we get this cheese? Where can we find it?
Oh, it's so easy. Just go on harmonycheese.com and you can order it and it gets sent right to you. Oh, the beauty is we're so far away, but yet we're close enough to get anybody what they're looking for on the cheese side.
So well, Jackie,
I was, Michael, yeah. I was. We were up in Oregon, you know, for the birth of my grandkids, and we went to the local market there, and they, you know, they tried to pride themselves in cheese, but nothing like Wisconsin cheese. And I mentioned to one of the cheesemakers behind the counter, I says, "Have you heard of Harmony Cheese?" And they go, "Harmony Cheese. Is that out of Wisconsin?" So they must have heard about it.
Yeah.
They're trying to pattern it after you, Jerry, but they don't do quite as good a job, I have to say.
I can't imagine.
It was really good.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
I think it was the blueberry maple cheddar.
In the farmer's market down there.
We should in Orange County.
In Orange.
Yeah. Yes. I know.
Well, it's going to be the easiest way, as Jerry mentioned, go to harmonycheese.com. But Vince, you've loved the blueberry maple cheddar. You like the Merlot infused white cheddar.
Yeah,
you like anything Italian. How does this six pepper cheddar compare to these?
Well, it'll rival any of those cheeses. I mean, before we tasted the six pepper cheddar, I mean, obviously the maple blueberry was really a good one.
And
so was
the
Merlot. And the Abergele, but the Merlot cheddar, white cheddar was so good too. And, you know, again, my favorite, as Jackie knows, is the Parmesan cheese that you just grate it, put it on the pasta. And Jerry, it does wonders to enhancing the flavors of all the foods that my wife cooks. So thank you
and
so much.
And the Abergele goes well with the six pepper cheddar there as well too, Jackie?
Yes, Abergele goes well with, you know, just regular salt crackers, you know. It goes well. You can put it on some doggone vanilla wafer. Do you know what a vanilla wafer is? It's a little round cookie
sweet,
like that,
it?
Flat on one side, round on the
other.
Got a little bit of sugar
sweetness.
In it.
Yeah,
you can get your piece, cut it, and put, you know, and you can also just wrap some ham around it.
All right, go to
Harmony. Around it.
HarmonyCheese.com is where you're going to get it. We want you to taste it. We want you to email us. Tell us what you think about it. HarmonyCheese.com. Jerry Haynes, you're the greatest. Thanks for being with us. HarmonyCheese.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
1738.
Welcome back. It's On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, talking about everything you want to know about football. On Point Live, check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Don't forget, we're on Instagram, on.point.live. Our great sponsor, and thanks to Jerry Haynes, HarmonyCheese.com. And you can email us onpoint@crntalk.com. Our radio show, flagship station 790 KBC, also on the Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Talk Radio Network, and a whole lot more. All right, we're going to make you smile a little bit here, Vince Ferragamo. Kick it off with you. The big preseason is going. We've had one game. Oh, preseason's over? Oh, I guess so. Okay. So, Vince, so far in the long preseason,
yes,
any favorite quarterback so far catching your eyes?
Well, certainly there have been, Michael. I have to tell you, although we don't see a lot of activity from some of the veteran quarterbacks, but I think that's beginning to change, I think, in the NFL, Jackie, because we've always talked about how important it is to prepare and get ready for the regular season. And the only way you can do it is go full speed and go full action. And to get that point,
you got to get knocked around.
You
got to
get the feel, and you got to get the timing down, and the camaraderie with the players and quarterbacks with receivers. And it only happens doing going full speed. You could do all the passing and 7-on-7 and doing it, you know, with no contact. Right. That's one thing, but you know, to actually get in game type experience and do it, and we see that now, and you're seeing more and more of the first team players playing again. We saw Joe Burrow play a lot in Cincinnati this past weekend. They looked really good.
Why did they do that? Because the previous 2 years, he didn't play in the preseason, and he started the season nicked up and slow, and he got out to 0-2 starts 2 years in a row.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that was a surprise, but I think it was enlightening to see that now because he wants to be ready. He's healthy. He's ready to play, and that's going to show signs early in the season. Again, we saw Bo Nix playing for Sean Payton. He's got another year of maturity. He's a little more comfortable in the system. Another year of the influence of Sean Payton with the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Makes wonders with the quarterback. You'll see a big production in his play this year.
An increase,
and,
I think.
And they have a great defense. Again, AFC West, be a tough division this year. Other quarterbacks that have impressed, Jackie, obviously Jackson Dart. You know, the first-round draft pick from the Giants. The Giants are pretty much stacked with quarterbacks.
But, Vince, are you a little bit surprised that Jackson Dart is going to start the season behind Russell Wilson?
I'm not surprised. I think Russell Wilson deserves to be the inherent quarterback to start, Jackie, because of his background and what he's been able to do and accomplish in the NFL. And I think he'd be a great learning experience for Jackson Dart. But I don't know how long that will last. I think they're pretty good, close. They compete for the same job, but they're still teammates. Mm-hmm. They respect one another, and I think that's what make them both grow and become both better players. One will push the other. And I think Russell Wilson believes when he sees him play, he notices his talents, mm-hmm. and they do exist, and they will help the team.
And
so he's a bright quarterback.
There's nothing that motivates a veteran ball player at any position mm-hmm. than seeing some young upstart that's trying to figure it out behind him. That'll get you motivated to do your very best work.
Jackie, yeah. Trevor Lawrence, you were talking before the show today. You think he's thriving under Liam Cohen. Tell us more.
Well, I think he's thriving under Liam Coram because Liam Coram has put him in a position to be quite successful. I mean, he's not holding on to the ball very long. The ball is coming out of his hands. Receivers are very aware of when to make their breaks, anticipating the ball coming out. And I think it takes away some of that hesitancy that you see in a lot of quarterbacks as they're trying to figure their guys out. These guys are given hardline direction as to when they make their breaks, how to come out of their breaks, what the defensive back is giving them. And then they're teaching him to know these same signs and so they can get the ball out of his hands quickly. And I think that is one of the key things that's going to make their passing offense a whole lot better, Ben.
I did see them play, Jackie, in that preseason game, the last game. And Liam Cohen, you can really see the influence of what he's brought to this offense and the way Trevor Lawrence is playing. It's an inspirational offensive scheme and structure that really is exciting for these players. I just saw guys running wide open, easy movement, easy catches, passes, completions, run after the catch. They do it all, and it takes the ingenuity of a coach to implement that system and that structure.
Yeah, and you know,
it makes a big difference.
We can talk about implementing systems and all of that, but the thing that propels teams to the next level in the running game, the passing game, is to see the genius of their coach putting him in a position to be successful.
Right.
And consistently, you see these guys grinning and laughing and having a good time because they know they can communicate with each other the fact that this guy's getting me open. I was wide open. He could have hit me too. So that keeps, the excitement in the rank and files of their receivers, very high.
Well, you understand that the coach does put you in a position to make the play, and that requires coaching, being put in the right category and the time and the experience of what you have to do, mm-hmm. whether you're in the shotgun, whether you're under the center. And you see so much of that happening. Again, you see it from team after team. But then other quarterbacks, too, Jackie, that have been impressive is Shedeur Sanders as well. We thought him, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward with Tennessee would be pretty good draft picks this year, mm-hmm. which they're starting to turn out to be. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. I mean, time will tell. But Shedeur Sanders is a good one, too.
Are you surprised at all? Now, Shedeur, a couple of weeks ago, he played pretty much the whole game.
Yes.
And I thought he played well. Mm-hmm. I was surprised at some of the decisions that he made just looking at it. But do you think maybe now that he is oblique, he has strained his oblique and everything, do you think maybe now that strategically it is the best thing to go with Flacco instead of putting him in there as a starter right now?
Oh, sure. I think you need to rest him a little bit, get him prepared again. But I think Joe Flacco is the inherent quarterback with his experience, Jackie, and he'll mm-hmm. be the leader, QB1, at this point. But Shedeur has moved way up. He was fifth-round draft pick. He's surpassed the other quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel. And then Kenny Pickett's been hurt with his hamstring. So Kenny is a quality quarterback as well. So they're pretty stacked at that position. But I think you'll see Shedeur making his move. But he's a natural.
Yeah. Okay. When, Vince, when? How long is it going to take for Shedeur to get well to get a chance to start?
He'll be ready next week. Yeah. Let me tell you, at his
all
age,
right. Probably.
You're ready to go.
Probably going to heal fast, but Vince, the one thing that oblique injury may give him, because nobody really wants to throw an upstart quarterback in the fire as soon as he would be placed in the fire, especially in that particular division. So it might be a blessing in disguise for Shedeur and the team not to feel the pressure to get him playing and him feeling like he's got to play because he's pretty good at what he does. Let him sit there for a month.
Yeah,
let him sit there and watch. And learn.
And he can learn. He can learn from Joe Flacco, from Kenny Pickett.
Still plenty to be learned.
Oh, let him feel the pressure, but let me tell you where you are getting pressure. What do you think, Vince? Are there any trade partners out there? Anybody need some backup situations there? We haven't even started the season, and already some teams have backup quarterback problems.
Well, QB1s have pretty much been defined, but there's some teams that lack any backup ability in backup quarterbacks. San Francisco is one of them. They don't have anybody behind Brock Purdy.
But they paid
Brock. The other one is the Chargers.
Yeah.
The Chargers let Easton
Raiders.
Stick go. Why would you let Easton Stick go? For example, he's now in Atlanta. All right? And then they took in Heineke's been there, yeah, but then
Miller.
Trey Lance.
Oh,
Trey Lance is okay.
Disagree with me, but I thought he played well, Vince.
No.
The other thing about Trey Lance that made me feel encouraged was the fact that their offensive coordinator had Lamar Jackson at the Baltimore Ravens, and Trey Lance, I thought he did a good job with his arm, but he did an even better job with his legs.
He's not explosive enough, Jackie. He's not Lamar Jackson by any means. And Lamar Jackson's
an
accurate thrower.
But he's similar.
He can throw on the move.
He can get their offensive coordinator in a play-calling groove.
Well, Greg
that
Roman,
he's comfortable with.
I have my questions about Greg Roman and their defensive coordinator.
as good as they've been in the past. Okay, there's been plays that I've seen on the field against the Rams, the Chargers or Rams. Okay, they had Justin Herbert in the shotgun formation in the red zone trying to throw a fade route. That's never going to happen. The ball is thrown as a dart. It's too fast. It's delivered to the receiver. Receiver can't see where it is. Instead of under the center, you can release the ball quicker. You get a quicker release point. You get a better float on the ball, and it's more catchable in the end zone. And it doesn't get outside the end zone. So the definite mistake just because of the formation.
So the mere fact that the offensive coordinator wanted to throw that pattern, yes, which might not have been a bad idea, but from where he had his quarterback stationed, the mere fact that he had him there
not
told
possible.
You that that was not a good plan.
That's not possible. Cannot happen.
All right, the New York Giants, take a look there. What's going on? Starter Russell Wilson got some depth there at backup?
Yes. I mean, Jackson Dart, he's the guy. I mean, he's from Ole Miss. I mean, he's a quality quarterback, Michael, and you'll see a lot of stuff from him. He's been just tremendous so far. Every time he's on the field, he was called in one play.
Yeah.
Just to go in there and, hey, get in there and throw a pass. He threw a 30-yard pass.
Well,
then
he's standing on the sideline.
Yeah.
He's standing on the sideline. And then Dabo says, hey, let's go. You're in.
Yeah.
And then the kid asked him, are you serious? And he said, yeah, go in.
Yeah.
He went in, and the pass that he threw was a 30-yard gain that I believe Dabo knew that he was capable of doing that, throwing that pass probably as well as anybody. As well as anybody. So he put that – he's growing this kid up in little plays at a time, little situations at a time, and growing his trust too, because the kid's going to know that Dabo's going to put him in a position to be successful.
All right, you can hear this show five times. Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, Eastern time on CRN1. Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific time. And again, Sunday at 6 a.m. Pacific time. It's onpointlive.net. That's our website. Check us out on On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on our YouTube channel. Check out harmonycheese.com and email us onpoint@crntalk.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Back to School Sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's Back to School Sale and bring on the new year. Select styles, prices good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back. It's On Point Live. Thanks so much for joining us. Check out our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. Email us any questions, comments you have, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. 790 KBC, our flagship radio stations around the country. Hello to Chicago, WRMN. It's Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo, both great Ram players. So, gentlemen, preseason time, how about that Chargers-Rams game? What'd you see? Start with you, Vince.
Well, Chargers-Rams game, I think Stetson Bennett really showed up. He's thrown almost 70% of his completions, played the entire game, both games, five touchdowns, only two interceptions. And I think his calmness, his coolness under pressure, Jackie, whether it's coming from behind to throw a touchdown pass late in the game, making a third down play, making a scramble. I mean, he's intuitive. He thinks really ahead of his time. He's always, you know, anticipating what the defense is in and reaction to it. And he comes up with all the right pulls and all the tricks. And I think he's played very well. But I think part of the game too, Jackie, is the way they implement their passing structure. They have plays that are structured, and there's a reason for it. And who's going to be open? If this guy's not open, we have choices. We have secondary choices. And they're very efficient. They've looked really well in both games this year.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I think Sean McVay has proven time and time again that he is one of the best offensive minds in all of pro football, and certainly one of the best motivators of players. And I think that motivation comes through the presentation of just simple factuals, measures that's saying this is the best way to do this. And I think he gets a lot of buy-in really, really fast. But the interesting thing to me is to see the way he is bringing Bennett along. I mean, he's got Jimmy Garoppolo there, which at this point in time, Jimmy Garoppolo is the undisputed number two quarterback. So what do? You bring Stetson Bennett in, you let him get plenty of reps in games, under fire, and knowing that Jimmy Garoppolo is the backup there, Vince, it just frees him up to go and work his way up the ladder. Now, I'm not saying that Jimmy Garoppolo won't get the job done if Matthew Stafford is not there, but we sure know for a fact now that in certain situations, Stetson Bennett can get the job done. And he is still young and figuring things out.
Yeah, you would think he'd be the backup quarterback at this point, Jackie, as we haven't seen Jimmy play at all.
And not at all.
Matt Stafford hasn't played. Matthew Stafford just had an epidural, so he's got some back problems. So this guy you can win with Stetson Bennett. But, you know, talking about the Rams and the Charger game, when we look at games, we try to evaluate. We try to critique what's happening.
Right.
And I was a little bit surprised about some of the coaching decisions from the offense and defensive coordinator for the Chargers. And their defensive coordinator, as good as he's been with statistics and everything last year, Jesse Minter, he looked a little nervous to me at the end of the game. And
nervous.
More importantly, Jackie, the defense that he was in on fourth down and 10 yards from midfield from the 48-yard line, the defensive strategy and the defensive play in the secondary, why were they in a loose two instead of a 4x4? They had only 20 seconds left in the game. And I was thinking to myself, well, if I was a quarterback, I'm looking, I got a shot at the post. I got a shot down the middle here. And that's what they did. They took advantage of that post route. They completed a 40-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
He should never have been allowed to run over that defense.
And I don't care if it's preseason, if it's Little League, if it's the pros, if it's the Pro Bowl, if it's the Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, you're not in that defense. And then on the there's 3 seconds left in the game, one more play left. Their secondary, their corners, were 2 yards deep in the end zone from the 8-yard line.
Oh, my goodness.
What in the world are you doing?
Uh-oh.
You can give the guy just run, just turn around at the goal line. I'll throw you the ball. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
And that's what they did.
So, Vince, the coordinator's under fire with the Chargers. You're thinking, like the head coach, you don't know about the other.
I mean, I love Jim Harbaugh. I love Jim Harbaugh, but he has to decide if this is the guy he wants. Now, he did a few good defensive ploys earlier in the game. I think one of the great plays of the entire entire game was to see what's his name, Ty, the defensive lineman for the Chargers, drop back and pass coverage.
Yes,
he's 300 some odd pounds.
Terrell Edwards.
Okay,
that was a zone read where they dropped him in coverage, brought
Stetson
him back off the edge. It was a beautiful play. 200-300-pound guy dropping into flash. You don't see. How could he not see a 300-pound guy?
That was a good call.
Dropped into flash, threw it right straight to him. He intercepted and ran it back. Good thing Stetson was a big, strong guy, could get him on the ground.
Right? Okay, Jackie. Now, other side of the field here right now. You, like Sean McVay, he had Aubrey Pleasant as the acting head coach. You think, Sean, that most of his guys are gone to other teams here right now? You got a list of people that you want to talk about here on other teams.
One of the things that must have come out of Sean McVay's upbringing, because he is a part of someone's tree as well, Bill Walsh's, I would imagine, is that you have got to prepare your coaches to be leaders of men. And Sean McVay, in my opinion, for young as he is, he has done as well preparing his coaches to be leaders of men as anybody we have seen in the last 15, 20, 30 years. I mean, he's got five guys, and I won't call all their names, but, you know, LaFleur at the Packers. These guys are in contention with their teams for Super Bowl championships, and this guy, they all came from under Sean McVay. And if you look at elements of their offense, elements of their defense, these teams are being operated almost the same as the Rams are doing it under Sean McVay, and it makes a huge difference. Sean McVay learned how to do it the correct way. He learned how to install offenses. He learned how to put pressure, the right amount of pressure on a quarterback so he's consistently successful. He learned how to feature and put together an offensive line that can do routine blocks, make routine standard blocking schemes a practicality for that organization. And if you look at all of the people that are his disciples that came out from under Sean McVay, they're doing the same thing with other teams. They're more efficient with the running game. They're making sure that they have a running game and serving it up to complement a sophisticated passing offense. And that's what Sean McVay has done with the Rams here, and that's what a lot of these guys, Liam Coyne, Thomas Brown, who's Raheem Morris down at the Falcons, Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings, Brandon Staley, who was at the Chargers, now he's assistant head coach in the league, Zach Taylor with the Bengals, Matt LaFleur, and the list goes on, and it's going to continue to grow.
But
what he is doing right now with this young man that he has under him right now, this is the second time Aubrey Pleasant has served as a head coach from the sideline with McVay up in the press box somewhere and out of the way. Aubrey Pleasant is a leader of men. McVay recognized that. He puts him in position so he can grow this young man. And that's what you're all about. That's what the National Football League should be all about. And if you look at it now, there's a nice mixture of the races here. It's not just all white guys that McVay is putting out there. No. They're African American guys here as well. He's providing opportunity. And at his age, at that young age, you know, a lot of guys his age, Vince, will sit back and say, I got my job, let me do my job and hold on to my job. What is he doing?
He's building
leaders of men and putting them out there so they can be successful.
He's pounding that finger. That finger's being pounded. Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts on what Jackie said.
I take my hat off to Sean McVay.
Aubrey Pleasant was very inspirational for his team. Okay, he's very excitable. He's emotional. He gets into the heads of the players. He's one of the players on the sideline. So, and the players have responded to him. So, I mean, that was really good. Not only did he coach against the Chargers this year, he did last year and won both games. So, but, you know, again, when you look at the games, and I try to analyze it, you're, again, looking at some of these referee calls, and I think they've been very sporadic.
Yes.
They've been inconsistent in most cases. And, you know, in the preseason, I can see one or two missed calls, but not five in one game. I mean, there was a body slam to Heinicke that wasn't called.
Yes.
In the beginning of the game, Quentin Johnson was running down the field. He was not only interfered with A.J. Green yanking on his jersey, he also got hit by Tanner Engel late.
Yeah,
and it was head-to-head, helmet-to-helmet. He was knocked out, had to get carried off the field. That's, you know, that's the player's safety is vital for this. There was a couple plays crossing the middle by KLS, you know, for the Charger receiver, and there was some headhunting going on there. That's That's a
hitting a, know, defenseless receiver.
A defenseless receiver. Mm-hmm. Pass interference miscall on KLS on another attempt. And, you know, the Stetson Bennett that was recovered for a fumble, they thought, well, his arm was moving forward. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's questionable. But, again, you know, let's have some consistency moving forward so the credibility of the game will last a lifetime.
Vince, what does this mean to the fans in the stands who are placing bets? My gosh, they're advertising gambling now when we're going there, and a call goes ahead and turns the bet upside down.
Well, it's not a questionable call. It's a call that is very definable.
Yes.
And it's very clear cut.
The rules are quite clear.
Yeah, they're right clear, and you got to call it as you see it. And so this has to be enforced more so than any other change in football. The kickoff return, all this stuff. Get the refereeing thing down to a science. If you can't, then have it done from just an automated artificial intelligence. Let them make all the calls. Yeah. You're seeing it all throughout business today. That's what's going to have to be. Otherwise, it's going to be unfair.
They've taken the chain game out pretty much.
Yeah,
out.
So
exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to be using the chain game, okay, so
Jackie.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Use Energizer Bunny. On some of these other calls.
Jackie Slater, number 78. No radio show is going to be talking about this. You will bring this topic up, yep. I'm sure, or at least comment on it. No smelling salts anymore in football. Come on.
This is absolutely unbelievable. I cannot believe what I am hearing. I do not want to believe what I'm seeing. The NFL has come out and they have said, we are not allowing team personnel to use smelling salts on the sideline. Now, Vince, I've been knocked out six times.
So have I. I've been knocked out six times.
I've had. Let me say this: I've had six concussions because of blows to my head. That's nothing to be proud of. To be perfectly honest with you, and each and every time. Sometimes it started when I was 10 yards away from the sideline. Sometimes it started when just as I got to the sideline and made it to the bench. Sometimes I was already on the bench.
Right.
But the trainer came over. He popped that ammonia smelling salt, and he put it under my nose like that.
Wake you up.
And it just seared through my brain, and it
brought you back up.
I was conscious again. I was aware again. I was back. You know, I wasn't seeing the blurry faces again.
Well, you saw me in Buffalo that time I got hit.
Yeah.
Ben Williams come in there and he just leveled me. I was out.
That's the only way
I could wake up.
Not only when I did
he
I
tried to help
you,
me up. I was just
when
laying
I
pulled,
there
when
dead. When I pull you up, I saw blood shoot out your nose.
Blood. We think it was Buffalo. Blood we're not still quite know. Sure.
But anyway, Vince, you know, the interesting thing to me is the NFL, they recognize the fact that the smelling sauce does for me and does for you and does for the current players what we needed to do, and that's to help us get some accuracy in our thoughts and our pull everything back together, you know? They realize that
sanity.
They realize that's something that's positive, but they don't want to take it out of the organization's hand to administer it. Now,
so what do they want?
The
just
players
they
can
want to
have
keep
it.
You asleep.
The players can have it on the sideline, but they have to use it themselves.
How are they going to wake up and use it?
How are you going to know where it is? I couldn't remember where I put it if I put the.
There you go.
They
sauce.
Want you to stay asleep.
What are you going to do? Hey, I think it's in my back
want
pocket.
You
you're out like a light.
Guess so.
All right, your thoughts on this, please email us on point at crntalk.com. Smelling salts. Out of football, yes, no. Give us your thoughts on point at crntalk.com.
You can't give it a smelling sauce. I've seen guys use smelling sauce because they were afraid.
On point at crntalk.com. Don't forget our website, onpointlive.net. Check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater will be back. Check them out on our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. On Point Live will be back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. It is On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Smelling salts gone from football. I don't know. I'll tell you who needs smelling salts right now. The Los Angeles Dodgers, Vince Ferragamo.
Wow. You know, it was impressive, though, for them to come back when it was really down and dirty. They needed to something positive. Mookie Betts hits the home run. They beat the Padres. They swept the series, Jackie. And they did it convincingly. And it was really good. But the surprising thing, again, Dave Roberts walks out to the mound. Invesia's pitching. Last inning, he says, "Coach, I can get him out." And, you know, normally you go with, whatever the system or, hey, right. I got to get my reliever in there. Right. He said, "I'm going with a gut feeling here. I'm going with your gut." Okay, leave you in, and they won the game. Mm-hmm. So that's impressive. You know, let's hope the Dodgers can stay, you know, in the lead in the West. They were a two-game lead. Hopefully they can retain that and extend that lead, Jackie, because there's only 37 games left.
All right, we've got only about a minute or so left here. And so you have a new contest to tell us about.
Yes, Universal Appliances, with Jackie's comments about the smelling salts, yes. We want to encourage our viewers out there to send us an email to have a response. And the most enlightening response to what Jackie's impressions were on whether or not the NFL should continue to take away smelling salts and not give it to the players, please let us know. We'll send you a beautiful appliance from Universal, and we will fill you in next week of what that appliance will be, and it should be something really special.
It's cut and dry. I think most football fans want the healthy players, but they also want players to be, you know, out there. They want them out there. So if smelling salts is going to get your best player back on the field and it doesn't, it's not outlawed, it's just who's administering it, then that's got to be hands down. Let the teams continue to administer it so you can get the best players back.
It's just
going to
wake you up, Jackie, is what it does.
So we want to hear your comments. I want to hear your opinions about this particular subject. And if you give us whoever has the best opinion, we're going to send you an appliance. Toaster, microwave, we don't know what it is.
Might be a refrigerator.
Might be a refrigerator.
I mean, a wine cooler. I'm not sure. We'll find out what it is.
But it's going to be really nice. We just got to hear what you say about the smell
address. you got to send it to onpoint@crntalk.com. Your thoughts, smelling salts out of football, onpoint@crntalk.com. Give us your comments on that one, and we'll announce a winner in the next few weeks. That's our show, everybody. We'll see you next time. Check out harmonycheese.com, onpointlive.net. And for Vince and Jackie, final thoughts, guys.
What do we say, Jackie? Stay on point.